to Israel over Goliath anyway. And any one of the soldiers that went out to fight would have defeated Goliath. But it was not just anybody that went out to fight. It was David. Because this door was set to be opened by someone that had been in training. This door was set to be opened by somebody that had been preparing himself. Saul said to David, David, you will not be able to fight this man. He is a soldier and you are only a young boy. And David answered him, my king, there is something that you don't understand. You see, this is not the first time that I go into a fight that is too big for me. This is not the first time where the odds are against me. This is not the first time that God fights for me. When a lion or a bear would take one of my father's sheep, I would go after them and I will kill the lion and I will kill the bear. And this man will fall in the same way as that lion and the bear. These types of doors only open up for men and women like David that have spent time alone with God. The door wasn't even there. Hear me. David, that David had been anointed. He had not even been anointed. The door had not even been placed there. But David was still taking care of his father's sheep, alone with God, singing, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The door had not even been opened yet. And David already knew how to worship God. The opportunity had not even been placed yet. And David already knew how to be obedient to his father. The door had not even been opened yet. And David already spent time with God. I'm talking about those that spend time in prayer. I'm talking about those who know how to fast. I'm talking about those who spend time reading word, believing God. Even if the door's not open yet, I'm still gonna spend time with my God. Because David knew that the prize wasn't the door. The prize was the time that he spent in the presence of God. This door, God is gonna place it before those that have spent time in preparation with him. Those that are not afraid to spend time alone with God. Those that are not afraid to spend time alone with God. Anybody can praise God in the midst of the crowd. Anybody can come on Sunday and worship God in the midst of people. But I'm talking about those that are by themselves, that like to shut the door behind them, get inside their closet, and worship God all by themselves. Is there a David in the house? Is there a David in the house? If you've been spending time alone with God, if you've been preparing along with God, then I have news for you. God is about to place a door before you. If you have been spending time alone with God, God is about to place a door before you. What kind of door? A door that nobody else can shut. There are people, there are those that are trying to close that door in your face. But the power of God is powerful. And you can kick that door down. The door will not open unless you put yourself through the process. Oh, preparation. It's during the training when God sees that you are already training yourself. Then he will place the door before you. What am I saying? You're reading the Bible every day. You're praying every day. Fasting as a lifestyle. Witnessing to people as a lifestyle. And you are available to your pastor as a lifestyle. I received my calling during a youth camp. I began to pray. I began to fast. I began to read my Bible and prepare Bible studies and to witness. You find yourself before a door and you're asking yourself, why is the door not opening for me? Well, for this door to open, it will require your effort. It will require your abilities. It will require experience, your knowledge. You have to invest your time. You have to invest tears. You have to invest blood and money. You have to invest your house. You have to invest your car. All of yourself if you want this door to open. Amen. Is there a David in the house? Is there a David in the house? Someone who has spent time preparing. The second door is an automatic door. The second door. This is very similar to the doors you have seen that we see at the supermarkets. Many times throughout your life, God will place doors like this before you. This door will not open when you push. This door does not require your strength or your ability. This door does not require your credentials, does not require your experience. That it doesn't matter if you've been in church 30 years or 30 minutes. This door will not open with your ability. No. But this door has a sensor. It has a type of radar that detects your presence when you are at a certain distance from this door. The sensor has a preset requisite of closeness before it will acknowledge you and open up. You could be 1 inch away from the preset perimeter and the door will not open up for you. You have to get closer. This is the type of door that presented himself for the woman with the issue of blood. If you don't choose to get closer, then you will stay the same. In the same condition as you have always been. You're going to see other people come and pass you by. But as soon as you go into the preset, as soon as you go into the required area of closeness, then the sense will detect that you are where you have to be, and the door will open for you. This door does not ask what your age is. It does not ask if you're a man or a woman, if you are an ordained minister or an usher, if you are married or if you are single, if you are old or if you are young. This door is gonna open up for you simply because you get close enough. Some of us want God to use us. Some of us, God, want pastor to use us. But we want to be used in the ministry. But the door does not open. You know why the door won't open? Because you are still too far away. You want the door to open up for you. You have to get closer. Come to church. Worship God. Get involved. Be liberal with your time. Be liberal with your money. Get closer to God. Get closer to your pastor. Be allowed. Be available. You want God to open up this for you. You gotta learn to fast. You want God to open up this door. You gotta learn to fast. You gotta learn to pray. You gotta learn to read. Get closer to God. Close the door behind you. Go inside your secret place, wherever that might be, and seek after the presence of God. This you cannot come to pastor and say, pastor, I've been a member for 30 years. You have to use me. No, that's not the way. But when you get closer to God, there is no godly man that will be able to ignore that the grace of God is upon you. And even if you don't ask, the Holy Ghost will push your pastor and say, this is a man or a woman that I can use. There is a door that is opening up for this man. There is a door that is opening up for this woman. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. You want this door to be open. You need to get closer. You need to get closer. This door won't open if you're too far. This door won't open if you're too far. Get closer. The third door, it's similar to a vault in a bank. The third door, it's similar to a vault in a bank. Not in the sense that it requires a PIN number. But this is the door that is programmed to only open at certain times. Specific, predestined, predetermined times. You cannot open this door by using a special secret PIN code. God will open this door from time to time at specific time, and you must take the opportunity before the door closes again. Because if the door closes and you are left on this side of the door, then you will have to wait until the next predetermined time for the door to be opened. This is the type of door that God presented to the people of Israel when they were on this side of the Jordan River. God opened the door and said to Israel, now go and take the land that I give unto you. But Israel said, we cannot do it. And the door closed. And the door remained closed for 40 years. Israel had to wait 40 years for that same door to open up again. 40 years of bitterness, 40 years of suffering. The land could have been mine. 40 years eating manna in the morning. They say that it tasted like Frosted Flakes cereal. 40 years of eating Frosted Flakes every day, thinking I could be eating the grape, and I could be eating the corn, and I could be eating the fruit. Instead, I'm stuck behind this side of the river eating this manna. This land could have been mine. 40 years later, when God opened the door again, Caleb got up on his feet and came to Joshua and said, Joshua, it's time. I can feel it, Joshua. It's time again. Let me take this mountain. Maybe we let the people who were against us to be overpower us, and we did not take the land. But this time, I'm not gonna waste my time again. I feel that the door is getting ready to open. Joshua, give me the time. Give me the opportunity. I will take the mountain. Church, when the Lord opened this door, we must go in. Some of us might be standing in front of a door right at this moment, and we don't know what to do. This is probably because we have not realized what type of door it is. But God is getting ready to place a door before you. That door that has been remained closed before you for the last number of years. God is getting ready to open. You let the opportunity pass, but God is getting ready to open the door one more time. Maybe you have been wondering and praying and asking God, God, when is it going to be my time? You feel that time has gone by around the block many, many times without any results. And you ask yourself, when, God? You feel that others have come and passed you by. When, God, in my ministry? When, God, Holy Ghost? When, God, in my marriage? When, God, in my healing? When, God, in my pregnancy? When, God, my children are not saved yet? When, God, my husband, my wife, they're not saved yet? When, God, in my business? When, God, why am I always broke? When, God, why am I always ignored? When, God, I feel that God has some message for this church today. You that have been wondering, when is this door going to open up for me again? Thus saith the Spirit. The door is opening up today. The door that had been closed in your marriage. The door that had been closed in your ministry. The door that had been closed in your marriage. In your pregnancy. God is opening the door. You don't have to wait another day. You don't have to wait another year. You don't have to wait another moment. You can enter and walk through the door today. It's gonna take all you have. It's gonna take all you are. It's gonna take all your strength. It's gonna take all your faith. But if you want it, the door is open, church! We are still here because we didn't take advantage the first time that it opened. Now that door has been closed for many years and you've been praying and asking and waiting. Today the door is opening. Maybe this is not for everybody. Maybe this is not for everybody. Maybe this is only for those that are sick and tired of waiting. Maybe this is just for those that are sick and tired of praying. Maybe this is just for those that have been crying. I'm talking about those that have spent hours by your bedside crying out to God saying, when? If you're happy where you are, then this message is not for you. But if you want more, if you want more, and you've been asking God, then today is your day. God has placed a door that is open before you. Why? Because you have not denied my name. Why? Because even though you are weak and you are small, you have not denied my name. Because it's been a long time, Brother Hector. It's been a long time. And while I waited, I served him. While I waited, I praised him. While I waited, I worshiped him. And now that the door is opening up, nobody can stop me. Somebody's holding me back. Somebody's holding me. I don't care if it's your parents, your wife, your children. I don't care if it's your job or whatever is called. I'm not gonna waste the opportunity one more time. I'm walking through this door no matter what. No matter what. I have to walk through this door. I've been waiting for this door. I need to walk through this door. There's a purpose on the other side. There's a purpose on the other side. I have destiny on the other side. I have a mission on the other side. I have to walk. Who's holding you back? Tradition. Who's holding you back? Religion. Who's holding you back? Fear. Who's holding you back? What is it? Let it go. Let it go. Walk through the door. God has plans. God has plans. the fourth door. My last door. My last. God has many doors. God will place a door even where there's no door. You can't find a way out. He'll place a door right there. I can't find a way out, Pastor. All of a sudden I see a door. Why didn't I see this door here? God placed it right there because you were waiting. If you weren't waiting, the fourth door is similar to a gate. The type of gate that you will find at the entrance of a fence community. This door does not open when you push. This door does not open when you come closer. This door does not open by itself from time to time. This door requires a special secret code. If I would ask any number of people, what do you think is a special pin that is required to open a door like this one? Most likely, most of us would answer, well, Brother Hector, it's the name of Jesus. And even though you're probably correct, most of the times, I have found that sometimes this is not the right answer for this door to open. At one time or another, I have found myself praying for God to answer about a crisis or a problem in my life. And I have said, in the name of Jesus, again and again, until my face turns blue and nothing happens. You are standing before a door like this one. Your natural charisma means nothing. Your experience means nothing. Your talent, your abilities mean nothing. Your knowledge means nothing. Your political position means absolutely nothing. This is the type of door that got opened for the Syrophoenician woman and for Paul and Silas. To pray and beg is not enough. But when she came to God in worship, the door opened up. I can see in my spirit, in my mind, I can see Paul and Silas in the prison cell at night after having been being beaten. Brother, it hurts, one said to the other. How are we going to get out of this mess, Paul? Tell me, Paul, again about homiletics and about hermeneutics. Tell me again, Paul. Silas, I want to hear again about Acts 2:38. I can imagine them trying to make themselves feel better or get themselves out with tradition. Get themselves out of this problem with hermeneutics or homiletics. But let me tell you, none of that was able to help them. Tell me again, Paul, about the doctrinal points and how God was manifested in flesh. I wonder if Paul said to Silas, no, Silas, I don't know if God is going to get us out of this one or if they are going to cut our heads, but right now, Silas, I feel like singing a song. Paul, what are you talking about? My back hurts. My back is getting infected from all the beating that I received. I'm bloody and sweaty and it hurts. What are you talking about, Paul? I don't know what I'm talking about, Silas. All I know is that my God deserves my worship. All I know is that my God deserves my praise. No matter my situation, no matter my crisis, no matter what I go through, there are doors that when you, there are crises that you are going to go through and you will speak the name of Jesus against it and nothing is going to happen until you realize that it's not the name of Jesus that he is waiting for. The secret code is the heart that will learn to worship him because he is worthy. God is worthy. He is the one who preset the secret PIN code. It's not the name of Jesus. Today is not Acts 2:38. Today is not the name. Today is a heart that loves Jesus. Today is a heart that knows how to worship. Today is a heart that knows how to praise Him. Some of us may be going through tremendous trials right now. But I wonder if the devil would come against you as a flood and cover you all the way to where you can't breathe anymore. I wonder if God would look down from heaven and all He would see is your hands sticking out of the water. If you kill me, you kill me. But I'm not going to bring my hands down. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to praise you. Because you are my God. Because my worship does not depend on the circumstances of my life. My worship I give to you. Because you are my King. Because you are my God. Because you deserve my praises. I wonder if anybody here needs to learn to worship God in the middle of the crisis. Somebody might be putting your pin in on that door, one and then another, and it won't open. I've tried all the scriptures in the world, Pastor. I put in all the scriptures in the world, and I press enter, enter, enter. It's not opening. I have a word for you. God is not looking for your intellectual knowledge of His scripture. God is looking for a humble heart that will get on its knees and worship, even when He doesn't answer. The three Hebrew boys, they said to Nebuchadnezzar, "Hear me, O king. My God is powerful to deliver me from your hand and from the oven. He from the furnace, He is powerful enough to save me. But hear me, if He does not do it, if He doesn't do it, if He chooses to leave me there, if I burn anyway, He is worthy to be praised." Some of us are waiting for God to do something wonderful that will deceive a glory and a hallelujah. Let me tell you, God is waiting for your praise no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. Some of us might be wondering why the door does not open for us. God is waiting for you. Maybe God is waiting for us to stop complaining so much. And we need to learn to worship Him right in the middle of the crisis. Right in the middle of the pain and sickness. I'm talking about those that know what it is to pray on the side of a hospital bed. I'm talking about those that know how to pray and worship right in the office of a doctor. I'm talking about those that know how to worship and praise right outside the lobby of a lawyer's office. I'm talking about those that they receive bad news from their daughter and their son, and they've committed mistakes, and they've raised their hands before God and said, "God, it hurts, but I'm gonna praise you because you are good." I heard the story about this young man who was playing baseball and was hit in the head as he was turning on third base. He was hit in the head with a baseball and right in the head, and he was knocked over, and they took him to the doctor because he had had a concussion, and he was looking really bad. And according to the story, when the doctor saw him, he was all yellow and he was glowing all over, and they did not have good news for the family. According to the story, it was a very very sad room, and there were people there that were crying and holding hands and hugging each other from these bad news. And the wife fell on her knees right there and cried out, "Why, God, why, why?" After a little while, the pastor preaching the story, he said, the wife left the room and went outside. And the pastor said, "I better go follow her. I hope she doesn't want to hurt herself." When she walked outside of the hospital, she went down the stairs, and that day it was raining apparently at that time. And when he followed her, he saw her go and fall on her knees on her grass, and she heard her say, "God, I don't understand why you are doing this, but this is what I have to say, and here it goes." She raised her face towards heaven, and she raised her hands and said, "I love you, and I worship you, because you are my God, and whatever you choose to do, you do. Whatever you choose to take, you take. I love you." I'm going to praise God. God, I'm going to praise you. What I have received from you, God, it's so wonderful. That if I don't receive anything else, it's enough for you to deserve my praise and my worship until I die. When God sees this type of worship, when God sees this type of praise, something happens to the heart of God, and it moves God. And God says, "Now you're learning. Now you have entered the correct code for this door to open up." And the Bible says that at midnight, when Paul and Silas worshiped God, there it came an earthquake, and all the doors of the prison were open. Somebody said it with me. All the doors are open. All the doors that were closed are open. All the doors that the devil closed are open. All the doors. All God is waiting for is for you to enter the correct code. Is somebody here today? Is anybody here today? These doors are ready to be open. You don't have to wait another day. They can open for you today. All you have to do is enter the code. I would like to ask the musicians to please come up. All you have to enter. Stop complaining to God. Stop asking God why, and just worship today. He's still a way maker. He's still a way maker. He's in the middle of nowhere, right where you're standing. I'm not looking for intellectual knowledge. I'm not looking for ministerial credentials. I'm not looking for years of experience. I'm not looking for your money. I'm not looking for your degrees. I'm looking for a humble heart that will worship. is not waiting for intellectual knowledge of Him. God is not waiting. He is tired of tradition. He is tired of religion. God is waiting for somebody to love Him. Is there anybody here that loves Jesus? Somebody that will open your mouth and raise your voice like a trumpet and say, Jesus, I love you. Let the enemy hear you. Let the people hear you. Let the sinner hear you. Let the rest of the prisoners hear you. That you love Him. Are about to open up for those that love Him. If you have been waiting for doors, if they have been locked up, God is getting ready to break those chains. God is getting ready to break those locks, those doors that have been locked up for you. If you have entered the right code today, God is there's power in the name of Jesus. I said, there's power in the name of Jesus. There is a name that is above all names. There is a name that is above all names. His name is Jesus. Somebody believe that with me tonight. Believe that with me today. There is power. There is power. That door cannot stand the power of God. That door will not stand the power of God. Come on, somebody. You've been waiting long enough. You've been waiting long enough. You've been waiting long enough.
There is power.
Push. Push!
Jesus.
Push!
There is power in me.
Push!
Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There is power
in
the name.
Not
them that believe. Hallelujah. Come on, anybody sick in your body, anybody diseased in your body, anybody hurting in your mind, anybody struggling with your family situation, anybody financially in need today, come on, whatever it is, your need today, there's a door before you.
There is power.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Deliverer is here. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
I want you to lift your hands right now. Hallelujah. Anybody else have a need? Come on, we got time. If you need the Holy Ghost, walk to this front. If you need deliverance from any vice, any cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever it is that got you bound, I want you to walk in front of this aisle and lift your hands. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I want to speak the word of faith. And when I speak the word of faith, if you need the Holy Ghost, if you need deliverance, if you need healing, whatever it is you need. Brother Bill, you need healing, my friend. You need to be in this altar. In the name of Jesus, I claim your healing today. And you got to take it by force, my friend. God wants to touch you and God wants to heal you. Take it by force in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Brother Bob. You need the Holy Ghost. You can't get it if you don't take it by force, my friend. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here. There's a spiritual anointing upon this place, and God wants to move, and God's going to touch those that have come. Whatever your need is, the Holy Ghost is going to move. I want you to lift your hands right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, by the authority of the name of Jesus and by the word of God, I claim healing and power in the name of Jesus. Yes. And I speak faith into this body right now in the name of Jesus. I speak it over this place in Jesus' name. Healing, speak it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Change.
speak into this church. Praise God. Thank God for Brother Hector's wife being here and his Hannah. Thank you for being here and his parents as well. Thank you. And your daughter right there and her friend, member of their church. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe God has spoken to so many here today. There's a door. Walk through the door. Amen. Get close to the door. Amen. Obey the Holy Ghost today. And God's going to do mighty things. Amen. Hallelujah. Take this with you today. Amen. And minister. Let God's presence open up your life to new avenues. Amen. There's